All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox, and I can't thank you enough for listening here. We just heard from Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, and what a fabulous young guitar player, 24 years old, grew up right smack in the middle of the 662. I'm sure his experience was different, but I just loved, you know, that people are turning me on these artists that I probably normally wouldn't listen to. I heard of him, but I really didn't listen to him really good until the last couple months. That being said, a couple friends of mine told me that since I'm doing this blues program that I should research this guy named Jared James Nichols. I'll be honest, I didn't have a clue who he was, and they said, you know, he's a little on the rock side, so be careful, you know. Some people call it more of a blues rock, some people call it straight up rock, and it might be a little too much for your traditional blues program, but I said, no, man, we'll play the new stuff, we'll push the envelope a little bit. So I found Jared James Nichols, and wow, talk about peeling the onion. This guy is more of a blues rock guy. He's from East Troy, Wisconsin. And he's a really powerful guitar player. Some of his stuff is just straight outright rock. And I actually had to find some of the songs that were a little more tuned down, more to a traditional blues. But all of it's blues based. He's just an extremely powerful guitar player. His name is Jared James Nichols from Wisconsin. And let's start right now. Let's see here. What song do we have pull up for Jared James? How about this one here? It's called Now or Never for Mr. Jared James Nichols.
Eloise, you got me on my knees. I'm begging please. It's now or never. Yeah, baby. You walk into the bar like you don't seem to care. I like that you put my hand on your leg as you twirl through your long brown hair. You got something that I need. If you got the time, baby, I got the dime. Let's go get a room upstairs. And you know it feels right. So girl, please stay the night. You just won't let me be. Tell me, baby, you love me. If you got the time, baby, I got the dime. Let's go get a room upstairs. And you know it feels right. So girl, please stay the night.
There it is, Jared James Nichols. Yep. Jared James Nichols, Now or Never. And like I said, he's more of a rock guitarist. That song really didn't show it there, but this guy plays some really powerful guitar. Like I said, I had to pretty much find some tamer songs for him, not to push the envelope too much on the blues show, but we'll get into it here in just a little bit. That was Now or Never. like I said, more of a blues rock guy, but one thing that really stands out different for him is he doesn't use a pick. Everything he does is with his bare fingers. And I saw an interview with him where he likes the power trio guys of the late 60s and early 70s. You think about bands like Cream, ZZ Top, Mountain, maybe even Grand Funk Railroad. Just that really powerful trio, a lot of bottom end, a lot of bass, and straight out of Wisconsin, go figure. Let's listen to some more of Jared James Nichols. This song here is I Like You Better. Jared James Nichols, I Like You Better. Like I said, I never really heard of this guy before, just the last couple weeks, and I really discovered some really good music from this guy. That song was I Like You Better. And like I said, he's out of Wisconsin, and the story is he moved to Los Angeles, California in 2010. And to show you how talented this guy is, right out of the gate, he won the Gibson Les Paul tribute contest, you know, a talent contest on guitar players. So he goes to Los Angeles. He wins that right off the rip. And then he wins the Musicians Institute Most Outstanding Player Award. So talent is definitely not an issue here. Just a wonderful guitar player. And like I said, more blues rock guy, more the power trio guy from the late 60s. And he still tours a lot. He tours Europe just like all the other blues guys. And he's more of a, he likes to play Gibson guitars, but instead of the humbuckers like most people like, he's more of a P90 pickup guy. And that kind of explains his sound a little bit. Those pickups are a lot more intense, a lot higher output pickups. But don't go away. Matter of fact, we're going to play some more songs right now. How about some more Jerry James Nichols and Throw Me to the Wolves?
Down till I'm bled, I'm your vagabond, you left for dead. Hung on every word you said, I hung on every word you said. Freight train's coming in, only one way that this would end. Throw me to the wolves again, you threw me to the wolves again.
Mr. Jerry James Nichols, Throw Me to the Wolves, hot young guitarist out of East Troy, Wisconsin, making some big names for himself. He's already toured with guys like Billy Gibbons, Peter Frampton, Slash, Walter Trout, and Leslie West. And what a fabulous young guitar player. Like I said, not a mainstream artist, but all the big-time artists seem to know who he is. And that's where it's at right there. But don't go anywhere. We got more blues coming. We come back, we're going to play a little bit of Mr. Tab Benoit. Right now, you are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.